Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, and we're glad you're sharing some of it with us. It's just you and me. It's going to be you and me for the next few minutes. I've got some things I want to say. I've been talking about operating fundamentals, business fundamentals, management fundamentals over the last several weeks. As you know, I do this every year. I do a series on some of the things that I think that you and I should pay a little more attention to, that some things that we need to be reminded of, some elements of operating a business that are essential to the long-term success of your business. And if you remember, in past weeks, I've talked about human resources, I've talked about technology, I've talked about the financial aspect of your business, the management elements of your business, and the marketplace elements of your business, and this week it's about public policy. Now, how in the world could politics and public policy be an operating fundamental? Well, the answer is two words: politicians and bureaucrats. And these are the people who have the power to levy taxes and impose regulations on you and me. And when they do, they often have a negative impact on our businesses. Now, let's just stop for a second and think about what I said about taxes and regulations. Various laws that have been passed, maybe locally, maybe by your state, maybe by the federal government, maybe by, you know, don't think so much about the ones that the Congress passes, although they create enough mayhem themselves. But most of the time, the laws they pass then get promulgated into a regulation of some kind, and by the various agencies, right? OSHA, EPA, IRS, on and on. Those guys promulgate those laws into regulations that then they enforce. You know, if you notice, no Congress member dropped by and said, you know, show me your I-9 forms. You know, nobody ever did that from Congress, right? They have people who do that. That's these agencies. And so those folks, the politicians and the bureaucrats, the folks who work for these agencies, and the laws that they pass and the regulations that are produced from those, those are the things that can really become negative, really have a negative impact for you and me. So it's clear, ladies and gentlemen, to me, and I hope it is now to you, that politics influences your small business to a great degree. So here's the question, though. The question is, and this is a very important question, and it's going to be on the test, folks. Are you participating in the debate and contributing to the results of the political debate, or are you taking what's being given to you from those who presume that you don't care? Think about that. Are you participating in the debate or taking what you're being given by those who can presume, by your silence, that you don't care? Now, think about that. I've talked to politicians before, and I've asked them, you know, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? What, you know, what, something came up that, you know, that I thought needed to be addressed. And I wondered why the politician hadn't done certain things. And the politician said, well, that group, that entity, those people, that person never told me that that's what they wanted. It's true, ladies and gentlemen. I have sat in on meetings where a community asked their member of Congress, why haven't you done more for us? And he looked them right in the eye. He looked at that group right in the eye and said, because you've never told me what you wanted. They literally had been operating for a while, expecting this person to know what they wanted. And they literally had expected that person to do what was right for them, even though they'd never told him what they wanted. You can't let that happen, folks. If you're not participating in the debate, and I really think this is, you know, this ought to sting a little bit. What I'm saying right now ought to sting just a little bit. If you're not participating in the debate on whatever issue it may be, taxes, trade, environment, whatever topic you want to pick, if you're not participating in that debate and contributing to the results, then all you can do is let those people who are giving you what they want to give you, they can presume that you don't care. And I don't think that's correct. I think you do care. So what I'm going to talk about when we come back are some ways that you can show them that you care and still run your business. Stay with us. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Sure plays a mean pinball. I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. And the first one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where we have the show is available to you. Lots of different ways to listen, including the ability to podcast them if you want. And then, of course, we have the archives of thousands of past shows we've done all the way back, found in categories to help you pick out the topic that's on your mind. And then, of course, we have thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which I encourage you to do. And that's free, by the way. I think I said that. So that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Everything there is free. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. Well, you get small business answers now. Check that out. Use that to your advantage, too. I'm talking about politics as a fundamental, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is really important that you – I really want you to start thinking about this. I know the mindset of a small business owner when it comes to politics. If you're not – some of you are just inherently a political person. You love politics, and you want to be involved in it, and you see immediately – the impact that politics can have on your neighborhood, on your community, on your state, whatever, and you're focusing on those things, and you're getting involved with the chamber committee that deals with those things, or you're getting involved in your industry trade group or whatever it might be. Good for you. You're the people who get it. But there are other folks out there, and you don't really care for politics all that much. You really wish you didn't have to deal with it all that much. And I understand. I get that. There's no biggie. What you want to do is you want to run your company, and you want people to leave you alone. I see you nodding your head. I know you're doing this. I know how you feel. You're saying, you know, just leave me alone. Let me run my business. Please just leave me. Well, let me tell you something, folks. I got to be honest with you. That would be a great thing if you could actually pull that off. But the truth is, it's a very naive attitude to have. It's naive to expect. Well, it's naive not to think about the fact that you've got all this stuff going on in the various government entities, and it's naive to think that those laws aren't going to impact you. And it's naive to think that when those laws and regulations are passed, that the people who are going to pass them are going to act in your business's best interest. It's very naive to believe that they're going to do that if they don't hear from you, if they don't hear from people who can represent you. It's extremely naive, and frankly, it's dangerous to let these people believe for them not to know that what you want, what you'd like to get from them, so they can form their decisions better, and it's not that they're intending to hurt us, you know, because you're probably thinking, well, I know my representative, and he's a good guy or she's a good gal, and you know, and I really trust that person. Well, okay, that's fine. I'm not saying that person's not trustworthy, but here are two reasons why you can't count on them to act in your best interest, to behave in your best interest, to pass laws that get promulgated into regulations that won't hurt you, is naive and just frankly off base to believe that they're going to do that, even though they're good people. And here are two reasons why. Most politicians have never made a payroll, and consequently know little or nothing about the challenges that you face as a small business owner. And let me give you a classic example of this. I got two points here, but I want to make a point about the first one here. I really believe that more politicians need to know how to make a payroll, need to have made a payroll. And I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. I'm going to be more likely to vote for the person who's made a payroll, regardless of the party, if that's their background, than someone who's not made a payroll. Senator George McGovern from Minnesota ran for president. You know, if you remember back, some of you will remember it, especially in your history books back in the 70s, a great statesman, but the most liberal person that ever went through Congress. He passed incredible. He was a staunch liberal. He passed lots of onerous laws that put the state more in control of our lives. He retired from the government, moved to New England, opened up a bed and breakfast, became a small business owner. Now, this lion of liberalism later said after that, "I wish I had known." I'm paraphrasing now, okay? "I wish I had known what these folks go through to in order to be in business, to succeed in business. I would not have voted the way I voted. I would have voted differently. I wish when I was passing all those laws, I had known how tough this was. I would have changed my behavior." Now, folks, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but his message rings true. Even the good guys don't know, if they don't know what you and I go through, they're not going to pass laws that are going to be in our favor. They're not likely to, I'll tell you that, because of number two. Our message gets muted by that of more organized and better funded interest groups. Now, who are those groups? We'll come back to these messages. I'm going to tell you about two different groups. Groups that are not helping you and me, that are really, in some ways, our enemies in the marketplace, and who are well-funded and well-organized and get the ear of these members of Congress, and then the groups that can help you to defend yourself against them. 10 till, stay with us. I'll be right back. There's a little John Mellencamp to bring us back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about politics as a fundamental. And I was telling you the reason why you've got to get involved with your politicians. You can't presume, you can't be naive and presume that they're going to behave in your best interest. And the two reasons I'll remind you are because they've never made a payroll, most of them. Not all, but most of them have never made a payroll. They don't know what you're going through. They have no idea that when they pass some of these laws, there are no antenna for most of them that run up. See, if you and I were passing laws, if you and I were politicians and things would come up and we've been running our business and we heard certain things being proposed, we'd have this little antenna that would run up and say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. That's going to hurt small business owners. I've been there, done that. We need to modify that. We need to change that. Well, guess what? They don't have that antenna, most of them. The good ones do. And we've interviewed them on the show before. Congressman Steve Chabot from Ohio, and on, many, Michael Enzi from Wyoming, and lots of good folks that have been business owners. But most of them aren't. And they don't have that antenna that you and I would have. And that's one reason why we can't be naive about this. The other reason is there are better funded and better organized special interest groups that want things to be, the laws to be passed that are not in my and your favor. Let me give you one example. The trial bar. No extra disrespect intended to lawyers, but folks, the trial bar is your protagonist, or your antagonist, I should say, your antagonist in the marketplace. They want things to be passed and that will benefit them, not you, the business owner. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. We can't be naive about that. A lot of environmentalists out there. Look, I don't like to cut down trees unnecessarily either. I want the earth to be safe and healthy too. But environmentalists, sometimes they go too far, and it hurts small business owners. What I want you to do is I want you to start thinking about I want you to think about politics, not from, I want you to segregate things. You probably got a personal political attitude about some things. You believe in you're pro-choice or you're pro-life, one of those. You have some attitude about global warming or not, one or the other. I don't care, it doesn't matter. You've got that. That's fine. It's okay. That's what you get to do, and it's none of my business. But I'd like for you to segregate those interests over here on one side. And then I want you to think about this, and maybe you haven't done this before. And if you haven't, please start thinking about this. What are the benefits, or I should say, what are some of the things that your business needs? If you're a small business owner, what are some of the things that your business needs from a public policy standpoint? Identify those things. Look at your balance. Look at your financial statement. Look at your balance sheet. Look at your marketplace. Look at your industry. What are things that public policy could either help or hurt? Find out what those things are and become as indignant about any assault to those things as you are about the other issues I talked about a minute ago. And you know, you've heard of the single-issue voter. I'd like for you to become more of a single-issue voter for your small business. Now, I promise you I'll tell you how you can get help with this, and I'm going to do it. You and I are so busy running our businesses, we don't have time to go lobby Congress. We don't have time to go down to the State House and find out what's going on at the legislature. We might have a little bit of time to get involved some locally with local politics, but basically we don't have time. We don't have the time or the money because we're running our businesses. Well, guess what? I got good news. There are organizations that can help you. If you will find out who they are and lend your support to them, it might mean you give them a little bit of money to help them out, just a few hundred dollars maybe in most cases. Here are the names of some groups that I really want to encourage you to learn more about. Your local Chamber of Commerce. Please join and support with your time and your resources your local Chamber of Commerce. They will have a political group there that will be that will help to lobby members of Congress on behalf of the marketplace, on behalf of small businesses, your local Chamber of Commerce. Here's another one, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org, another organization that I recommend you check out to them. They're doing a lot of good things. The NFIB is another group. Your industry trade group is a group that's doing some things that they're lobbying for Congress for things that are important to your industry. Support those people with your money, support them with your time, and you can give them just a little bit of both of those, and they can leverage it to a great degree, and you can feel, rest assured, you've done everything you can do to influence politics on behalf of your business. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.